Welcome to the State of U.S. Diplomacy, an unbiased podcast where we delve into the latest developments in U.S. foreign policy and international relations. In this episode, we'll dive into the main topics from the State Department's press briefing held on August 13, 2024, where the deputy spokesperson addressed several ongoing international concerns. From Middle East ceasefire talks to global tensions and humanitarian issues, we will explore them in depth for a comprehensive understanding and better grasp of the current diplomatic scenario. We're thrilled to announce that our podcast is now part of the World Podcast Network, which features over 1,000 podcasts across 12 genres. Visit worldpodcast.network to explore a wide range of shows, vote up our episodes to help us rise on the leaderboard, and if you have your own podcast, you can join the network for free. Let's get into it. The briefing kicked off with a focus on ceasefire negotiations in the Middle East, largely centered around Gaza. Deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel reiterated the U.S. government's ongoing endeavors to facilitate these crucial talks, aiming not only for hostage release, but also for bringing much-needed humanitarian relief to the region. While the specifics of the negotiations were under wraps, Patel underlined the U.S.'s faith in the powers of diplomacy in forging a stable ceasefire. The conversation then navigated the treacherous waters of potential Iranian retaliation amid the current global tug of war. Rather than make conjectures on Iran's intent, Patel underscored the U.S.'s continued diplomatic efforts to prevent the situation from spinning out of control. He reassured that the U.S. is unwavering in its commitment to shield its allies, including Israel, from any possible threats. The role of Hamas in the ceasefire discussions also found space in the briefing. Patel acknowledged that Qatar has been toiling to ensure Hamas has a seat on the negotiation table, although the level of their participation remains unclear. Highlighting the importance of pressing on with the talks, Patel underlined the need to address the humanitarian issues brewing in Gaza. The briefing also discussed the actions, or lack thereof, of other regional powers such as Russia and Iran. Patel clarified that Russia has not significantly contributed to the ceasefire process or aid efforts. As for rumors on Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas's encounter with the Kremlin, inquiries were directed to the Palestinian Authority. On the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, Patel was assertive about the U.S.'s support for Ukraine's right to self-defense against Russian aggression. In no uncertain terms, he clarified that the U.S. has had no role in strategizing Ukrainian military operations. However, it continues to equip Ukraine with the necessary resources for territorial safety. The briefing didn't overlook the situation in Sudan. Referring to the refusal of Sudanese armed forces to participate in the upcoming Swiss-based peace talks, Patel expressed disappointment, albeit reinforced the U.S.'s dedication to driving these peace talks forward for achieving lasting tranquility in Sudan. The briefing also touched upon recent Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, with Patel reaffirming the U.S.'s stance that Israel is obliged to minimize civilian casualties during its military operations. Recognizing the intricate nature of the situation, he maintained that the U.S. is diligent in ensuring its security assistance aligns with international humanitarian guidelines. The curtain fell on the briefing with discussions on a plethora of other international issues, including the recent elections in Venezuela, where a call for transparency was made, along with an exhortation for a peaceful shift toward democratic governance. Patel also tackled concerns of potential nuclear threats from Russia, stating that there's no reason at present for the U.S. to shift its nuclear posture. So that was an overview of the recent press briefing by the U.S. Department of State, highlighting U.S. engagement in global crises and emphasizing diplomacy and adherence to international law as keys to resolving conflicts. The insight provided offers a closer look at the U.S. government's approach to complex geopolitical challenges in regions such as the Middle East, Ukraine, and Sudan. Thank you for tuning in to The State of U.S. Diplomacy. Remember to check the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's episode. And feel free to send a message if you have any questions or comments.